Oklahoma City goes into this thing leading 1-0, and suddenly there's pressure on Golden State. And you're reading things from people who cover that team strongly that Golden State is in a little bit of a, they know this is a crisis moment. And this has more in their mind to do with Golden State than it has to do with anything that Oklahoma City is doing. That's probably fair. When you lose your MVP and then he comes back and he's not 100%, what does it mean when you're facing an elite team going for it? In Oklahoma City, game one, I would contend that they didn't play well in game one and they still won it. That was a game between two teams, neither one of which would raise their hand if asked, did you play well? Raise your hand. Other than Russell Westbrook in the third quarter, I don't know that many people are raising their hands. They just happened to win the game. So with all of the pressure in the air, with Golden State knowing it wouldn't be impossible to win 4 out of 5 against Oklahoma City, but probably unlikely, even if you've won 73 games and you're the defending champs, the math stacks up against you really hard when you start saying things like, got to win 4 out of 5 to make this thing happen. If you're Cleveland playing Toronto, no problem. If you are one of the big three teams in the West and you're going up against one of the other big three teams in the West, it seems problematic. So this is a big one for Golden State. Because that thing goes back to Oklahoma City for 2 straight. I'm assuming Oklahoma City gets 1. It's not out of the realm of possibilities that they'll take 2. This series between both of these two teams has come down to last second shots almost every time they play. They play each other tough. So would it shock me if Golden State just blew out Oklahoma City? No. It could happen. This is a historical Golden State team. There will be a moment in this series, I'm sure, when they flex their muscles. Tonight would be a good place to do it, but I think tonight's going to be a fantastic game. Maybe the best game we've seen in the playoffs thus far. Because I think Oklahoma City sees blood in the water, and I think Golden State understands they're bleeding in the water. Doesn't mean that you're going to get eaten by a shark because you're bleeding in the water, but the sharks might come out. You might have to fend them off, and I think Golden State will tonight. I think Durant plays well. I think Westbrook's going to play well. Does that mean they get the win? No. I think Golden State wins tonight, but it's going to be fun.